Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today I'd like us to begin to look at the character of a priest called Zechariah. Zechariah lived around the time of the King Herod, and he was a priest. It's very interesting how the Bible will sometimes be quite specific, helping us to identify someone in terms of their history, where they appear, and what their role was. It's not always necessary to do that, but Luke is the writer, and the Gospel of Luke is very much, you sense, a research document. It's not just sort of just spontaneous and plucking things from here and there. It's a very thoughtful account. And what we find about this priest Zechariah is that he and his wife Elizabeth are living in very difficult times, and in fact they're right on the edge of Jesus about to be born. And it's quite exciting, really, their story. The Bible says they're old. We're not told how old, but they certainly were in elderly years. And the Bible is also telling us that what's going on is in the priesthood is that there seems to be a sort of a circuit. And what that means is that a group of priests are responsible for a certain period of time, and when your moment comes, you will take the opportunity to join that circuit, and part of it will be to go into the innermost place of the temple. Something else we're told, which we may pick up a bit later, is that he and his wife Elizabeth, they were described as righteous in the sight of God, observing all God's commands and decrees blamelessly. That's quite an accolade. There are a number of people who are referred to as righteous, and what this means, in fact, is that they were not perfect, but they were really trying to do the right thing in a society that was not doing the right thing. So, for example, Noah is described as righteous, but the circumstances around him, the people around him, were far from righteous. And so Zechariah and Elizabeth, they're righteous, they're honestly, genuinely trying to please God in a very turbulent world. The Romans have emerged as a very forceful power, dominating things in a very big way. What their challenge is as a couple is that the years have gone by, and we do get the impression quite a lot of years, and they've not had children. And this is obviously quite a burden to them, even though they're very old. And Zechariah gets the turn. The circuit has come up, and it's his time, his turn to go into the temple, into the holy place. And he's praying in there. You get the impression it's a little bit like Hannah. You remember the story of Hannah going into the temple, and she is praying so hard for a child. And the impression we get is that Zechariah has been praying again. He's taken this opportunity in the temple to pray for a child. And an angel appears and says, "The Lord has heard your prayer." Well, in another program, we might pick up a little bit more about that. But let me pause now for some worship, and then my good friend Patrick will join me just to explore a little more these two characters in Luke's Gospel.
Oh,
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth that we find in Luke chapter 1, and we're really looking at the first 13 verses. Richard, give me a bit of an idea of how Zechariah would have, what would he have understood about God? Because, you know, this is before Jesus, this is a long time after a lot of the what we know as the Old Testament was written. What would he know of faith, do you think?
Well, he clearly had a faith. He had a relationship with God. He had a walk with God. And I don't think he was a priest in name only. I think when he was called a priest, that implies someone who comes to God on behalf of the people and who has a sense of history. He would have been aware of what God had done in the people of Israel, and he certainly would have been aware that the promise of a Messiah was very strong there. And of course, whether he realized it or not, he's right on the edge of that.
So in verse 7 then, we see that they have no children. Elizabeth was barren, as they say. What would have been the implications of that in their society at the time?
Yes, it's a very important question, because in that time, that would have been seen as like a curse. It would have been perceived as, you know, this is bad. Women have children, and this isn't happening for Elizabeth. And there would have been all sorts of ideas about, you know, what was going on, what was wrong. But it is interesting how the Bible makes it clear, righteous. So there isn't anything wrong. But certainly other people might have been whispering away and saying, I wonder what they've done wrong. Mm. You know, they ought to have had children by now.
And then an angel appears to him, verse 11. Now, angels obviously play quite a big part in the whole of this, what we would know as really the Christmas story, when Jesus was born. You see a lot of angels, don't you? Tell me a bit about this angel and the role of angels in the Bible.
Well, I think that the first thing perhaps that's good to say is that angels really do exist. They're not mythical beings, they're real beings, and they worship God, they praise God, they serve God in all manner of different ways, and they do appear to people. I mean, the Bible is full of illustrations of angels appearing with a message and with a particular function, angelic beings involved in battles, all sorts of things. But what is interesting about Luke's account is that he's talking about an angel. Now, in the famous Christmas story, he's talking about a host of angels. But here he's talking about one angel, and as you follow the passage through, he's given a name, Gabriel, a servant from God. And he says, I've come from the presence of God to bring you a message. So angels, real people, they are not human beings, but they're phenomenal, real people. They serve God, and they sometimes bring messages from God.
And you spoke earlier about Zechariah's faith and his understanding of God at this point in history. How would he have reacted to seeing an angel?
I think, like anybody, he would have been terrified. This is not an ordinary, everyday experience. And therefore, there would have been quite a sense, almost of alarm. What is happening here? Why has this angel appeared to me? There would have been reverence and respect. And it was going to be a day he'd never forget.
OK, well, we'll go on in the next programme to see what later happens. But for now, Richard, thank you very much indeed. So join us again next time as we continue looking at this story in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.